Hi everyone. My name is Brianna Jordan, and my friends usually call me Bri though. I'm from Oceanside, California, born and raised here all my life. In my free time while I'm home, I really enjoy surfing at the Oceanside Harbor. Usually you'll find me at the North Jetty because the waves can actually be pretty decent there. I love listening to music, which I have a wide variety of tastes from Bob Marley to Tiger Army, The Doors, or Social Distortion. It actually just depends on what type of mood I'm in. Every summer, I take trips down to Mexico with my family, usually to Cabo San Lucas. Cabo San Lucas is my most favorite place to go in the world. It's just gorgeous. Aqua blue water, white sand beaches, beautiful weather. I definitely recommend everyone go there at least one time in their lives. I've also grown up camping in Borrego Springs since I was about 2 years old, which is kind of a funny coincidence since Tony knows Borrego Springs so well. While I'm there, I love to go hiking, bike riding, off-roading, or just relaxing in the sun. My major here at San Diego State is biology, and I'm taking physics here. Not only because it's a requirement for my degree in biology, but I'd also say it's a really large part of the world around us. Physics includes everything from electricity, magnetic and electric fields, motors, gravitational, electric, and magnetic forces, and so much more. The list goes on and on. I think human advancement would definitely be at a standstill without the critical information involved in physics. We wouldn't have had an accurate idea of what the Earth and the atmosphere was like in the past, if it wasn't for such technology as mass spectrometers, for instance. Events involved in the past have always fascinated me for some reason, and I think it's really great that we can learn more about life on Earth before us using physics. Who knows, information gained from this could actually be beneficial to us in the future. I'd say physics is very important to me in my future, because I hope to become a molecular biologist someday. And as a molecular biologist, an enormous amount of molecular biological systems can be beneficial if studied from a physicist's point of view. Things like proteins in action, which can be viewed as like a molecular motor, or action potentials in the axons, which resemble much like currents moving through an electrical circuit. I'd say I'm definitely put at an advantage to understand the physics of how things like electrical motors, currents, and circuits work, because it'll hopefully easily allow me to comprehend the major molecular biological systems and how they work, because they're so closely related to these physics concepts that we've actually been learning so far. The purpose of the problem-solving method Tony repeatedly reinforces in this class is actually extremely helpful. By using the DRS system, the diagrams, reasoning, and solution, it definitely allows you to figure out the problem in a much easier way. Before using this method, I would just stare at a problem at a blank page, not knowing even where to begin. But by using this method of creating, the detailed diagram, writing down any useful equations and known variables, it seems to me that it becomes much, much more clear on how to go about solving the problem with all of this laid out in front of you. And also, being able to reflect on your solution is also a really great skill to have because if your answer doesn't make logical sense to you, you could always go back and be able to find what you did wrong and hopefully correct it. It also displays the knowledge that you have towards the problem, which is always good. This is my third year at San Diego State, and so far I'd say it's been a really great experience. Many of my professors have definitely challenged me here, but I would say that's a good thing because it has allowed me to grow as a person, and I've met a lot of really nice people and gained a good amount of knowledge so far. Although my scariest situation I'd say here so far was living in an all-girl dorm room sharing one bathroom with about 30 girls for a year. That's something I definitely could never do again. But other than that, it's been really great. What I hopefully expect to get out of college is to become very well educated and get my degree in biology. But I have definitely learned that college is what you make of it. I mean, if you put a lot into it, you'll definitely reap the rewards and hopefully gain the knowledge that will set you apart in the world and make you feel confident and well equipped for anything. Also, in this class in particular, I've learned that it's really, really helpful to work with others because there are things that in times you're in class and you may not understand concepts or you've missed them, and your peers may have gotten it and can easily explain it to you, and then in return, you can explain it to others, which is always really helpful. Well, thank you for listening to my rambling on, and I will hopefully see you in class. Bye.